And good morning. Hallelujah to have a new day. It's Wednesday, the 29th of September. 29th of September, and I want to get into a question this morning. Which battles are you fighting? Which battles are you fighting? Come on. Hoe lyk die gevegte waar jy besig is om te geveg? Om te veg. What are the battles you are facing right now? What are the battles you and I are facing? Yeah? You think Christians do not fight battles? Let God fight your battle. And that's the word of the Lord God Almighty. That's not our word. This is the Lord's word. And may I share something with you this morning? Perhaps we should start with a small little prayer and then get back to the question, what battles, what type of battles are you facing? Let God fight your battles. Lord, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, I know this morning, as your child, by Jesus' grace, that you are Lord of all. That this mountain in front of me, this battle before me, that feels so unsurmountable, it's nothing to you, Lord. And therefore, Lord, in Jesus' grace, I want to come and place this battle, this unsurmountable mountain in front of me. I want to place it in your hands this morning. With all my worries and all my cares surrounding this particular issue, and you know about this issue. Thank you, Lord, for being my provider, that when I come to you in this humble prayer, submitting to you, it allows you to take over and meet my needs in your divine, godly way and in your timing. And therefore I pray, please, Lord, help me to leave this mountain, this unsurmountable mountain, this battle, help me to leave it with you. Fill me with your peace and give me your joy today. I praise you, Lord Jesus, for you deserve all the glory. Oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And as I start with that prayer, I want to stand with my feet anchored in your word. 2 Chronicles 20. Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army in front of you, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march against them. The battle is not yours. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 15. The battle isn't yours. Come on. It's the Lord's. What a word. What a word. 2 Chronicles 20. Go and read the whole portion of scripture. In verse 15, I'm going to read it again. Listen. King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army in front of you. For the battle is not yours, but God's. And tomorrow, march down against them. It's a Bible verse saying all about the battle is the Lord's. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. What does it mean, the battle isn't yours? Well, this morning the Lord is saying the same thing to you and me in our situation, or to someone, perhaps somewhere to help. Hope in God, because He loves you. You have to remember the battle isn't yours, it's the Lord's. And that is what it means. Even in your situation, in my situation, in someone's situation, asking for help, stand still and see the salvation of God. And it doesn't mean that you literally have to stand still and do nothing. It doesn't mean you have to sit gevou handjies and hope something will happen and fall from the sky. Be active in giving your battle to the Lord and doing what the Lord has called you to do. What does God say about our battles? What does God say? When I ask this question, what does God say about my battles? It turns my attention to many scriptures, but just think and ponder about this one, Deuteronomy 20 verse 4, where it says, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." Wow. Deuteronomy 20 verse 4. The Lord your God. The Lord saying, I'm your God. I am the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. What happens when we praise God in our battles, in our situations? The Bible says, and I'm just thinking of one text, Psalm 22 verse 4. Praise brings God into the scene. Praise. Bring God's into the scene. Praise opens the gates of heaven and the doors of blessings. Praise dissipates, or that's a big word, but it says it takes away your worry and dilutes the concern and fear. Praise blots out the sadness and magnifies the goodness. Oh, if we as Christians can just again know this. Christians also fight battles. King Jehoshaphat, he was a godly man. 2 Chronicles 15, go and read the story. When I praise God, the Bible teaches me, praise brings God into the scene. Praise opens the gates of heaven. Praise opens the doors of blessing. Praise dissipates the worries and dilutes concern and fear. Praise blots out the sadness and magnifies the goodness. Oh, start praising the Lord in your battle. Go and read 2 Chronicles 20. Cast your burden on the Lord, says Psalm 55 verse 22, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Oh, just think about Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Perhaps you would ask a cynical question in your battle. Why does God fight for me? God is fighting for us. He didn't set us upon this world and brought us into this world and just left us here to fight our own battles? God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, says His Word, wishes for us to come to Him with humble hearts and ask for His help. By doing this, we express our faith and trust. When we as believers face crisis, when we are attacked, the battle is the Lord's. Let's just get back to King Jehoshaphat. He was a very good man. He was a godly king, says the word of the Lord in the Old Testament. He was leading his nation towards God. Through him, many people were hearing about who God is. But the Bible tells us, Matthew 5:45, Jesus' words, God sends His rain on the just and the unjust. Everyone has troubles. You're never exempted from troubles. Back to Jehoshaphat. A vast army, a huge army, invaded his nation. The land trembled. There was terror on every face. There was a battle to fight. Because this invasion of the land meant death, starvation, slavery, loss of everything. Does it sound very strange? This invasion in Jehoshaphat's land meant death, starvation, no food, taken into slavery, loss of everything. And they knew this was too big for them to fight. You know, there are times when God allows us to experience trouble. These are big words I'm saying, but that's what the Bible says. There are times when God allows His children to experience trouble. And many a times we think we don't need God. Many a times we think we are the masters of our environment. And then, and I say this with a bated breath, then in our world, in our time, we face another battle, the coronavirus worldwide. And somehow God allows a coronavirus. And we get a new perspective in faith. We fight a battle we cannot win on our own. Back to Jehoshaphat. It was a very dark hour, a bleak hour. What are you facing this morning? What happened in this battle? Although the Bible doesn't say it, I believe Jehoshaphat the king wrestled with God what to do next. Wrestling with God is what the Bible says. Let's also do that. When disaster hits, don't flee into a panic rage. That's what people do who doesn't know the Lord. They try to solve their problems by many means. And sometimes it just doesn't work. King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20 decided to put his complete trust in God. He called a prayer meeting. He asked everyone to fast their food. Maybe it's time we also tried something very different as Christians. In our day, how do you and I go about putting things in God's hand, telling God, telling myself, testifying to it, the battle isn't mine, it's the Lord's? How do I know when I have put things in God's hands? By faith, with my feet grounded in the foundation of His holy word. and I will release faith in your heart, says the Bible. And I will give you the confidence, the calmness, the peace, and the joy that you will know God is fighting your battles. You know, there's such power in the name of Jesus Christ. John 14, verse 13 saying, whatever you ask in my name, and that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The entire purpose of my life, of your life, the entire purpose is to glorify the Lord God. God wants you and me to happily with joy serve Him. And the entire purpose and plan of Satan with a small s, the devil, is to bring glory to himself away from God. Have you ever met someone who is filled to the brim with pride and self-love? Ish, I've met many people. Perhaps I was their self. That person is filled with the spirit of the devil. When I'm so filled with such self-confidence, self-love, sitting on my own throne with pride, that's not the way to fight my battles. Because Jesus told me, John 1, the power you have is the power to move mountains. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, says John 1:1-5. And the Word was God, and He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Oh, John 1:14, and the Word became flesh, and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The power in your battle, my brother and sister, says the Bible. That power is released in you and me through faith, says Matthew 21. I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to that mountain, mountain, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, mountain, move, be cast into the sea, and it will be done. Oh Lord, come and fight my battle. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for the peace you give to me. Amen.